People pleasers are people who prioritise the needs and desires of others over their own. They have a strong urge to constantly gain approval and validation from others, often at a personal cost. They prioritise making others happy, even if it means sacrificing their own wants or well-being. Constantly putting others first can lead to neglecting your own needs and feeling emotionally drained. If you're adapting your personality to fit in with others and gain approval, it can feel inauthentic and be exhausting. People pleasers are givers and can often attract other people who take advantage of that in balanced relationships. There are some elements often underpinning people pleasing behaviour. The main one is low self-esteem, which means that people pleasers believe their value comes from how they are perceived by others, rather than for their own inherent worth. This also means that there's a fear of rejection, a fear of being disliked or ostracised, and that's a powerful motivator. People pleasers may go to extremes to avoid disapproval or conflict. The thought of conflict causes overwhelming anxiety. This also leads to difficulty setting boundaries. Saying no can be incredibly difficult because of the desire not to upset others so they are thought badly of, even if they know the request is unreasonable or unfair. There can also be cultural influences. Some cultures believe that the group is more important than the person, or that your needs are not as important as someone else. So what can you do if you're a people pleaser? Well, first of all, it's important to note that there is a difference between being helpful and being a people pleaser. People who are genuinely kind and helpful do so because they want to, not because they need approval. Now, being helpful does make people feel good about themselves, and I like being helpful. However, I won't be helpful to the detriment of my own well-being. Think of how much you do and how much of it you do because you feel you have to, not because you want to. There's a difference between doing something to feel good and doing something because you are afraid of the consequence if you don't. There are several avenues to help. I do recommend that you also listen to my two other resources, Boosting Self-Esteem and Managing Self-Criticism, Being Your Own Best Friend. Boost your confidence so that you're less reliant on your worth about other people's opinions. Think about what you want for you. What passions and desires would you like to pursue outside of doing for others? You may want to listen to Finding Your Identity or Purpose resource if you really don't know who you are outside of being a people pleaser. Even finding something as simple as a hobby you would like to pursue if you had more time will help. Then I want you to think about what steps you could take to prioritise yourself and set boundaries. Taking small steps is crucial. You're not going to change your mindset or behaviours overnight, and you would just feel overwhelmed. Pick one thing each week that you're going to start saying no to and what you're going to say. For example, this week I'm not going to cook on tea on Tuesday as I'm super busy. We'll get to ready meals or a takeaway. Or think, I'm going to say no next time I'm asked to do something for a group or organisation that I'm part of. Think about what you're going to say and practice saying it. No, I don't have the time capabilities for that at the moment. Rationalize the thoughts around your head that you might disappoint someone. Does it matter? Why are your emotions not as important as theirs? Are you actually causing them harm? Or might doing it for themselves be better for them in the long run? I always tell people, if you're always available, then people won't learn for themselves. You will feel uncomfortable in setting the boundaries, but that's normal and it will pass. The fear you have will fade the more you confront it. The second CBT worksheet with this resource is designed to help with setting boundaries. Start small, and again, remember, no failure, any feedback. After each time, review, and refrain to move forward. Keep in mind how you want to be and don't criticize yourself for how you are. Move forward and manage that self-criticism. Above all, remember, you are amazing and lovable. Thank you for listening.